life. He was the king of India and he passed away in the year 421 AH. So about 1,000 years ago was the time when he reigned in India. He had an advisor by the name of Iyaz, who was extremely dear and beloved to him. Sultan Mahmud valued his company so much that he would keep Iyaz at his side all the time. One day a person in the court of Sultan Mahmud, out of jealousy, began to criticize Iyaz, saying there is nothing special or excellent about him. Why is the king so fond of him? The man's remark reached the ears of the Sultan, who became upset with this person that he criticized such a faithful advisor of his. So Sultan Mahmud maintained his composure. He did not react immediately. Instead, he resolved to wait for an opportune moment to correct the person and show him the excellence of Iyaz. So not long thereafter, the moment arrived when Sultan Mahmud was traveling with his retinue. As they were proceeding, a camel laden with invaluable goods slipped and fell, resulting in the entire load falling from the camel and scattering on the ground. The Sultan immediately called out to the men, "Whatever you take of the goods will belong to you." Saying this, the Sultan continued ahead, leaving all his men engaged in grabbing the strewn goods lying about. While all the men were thus occupied, it was Iyaz alone who had not paused to take anything. He had always chosen to remain at the side of the king. The Sultan asked him, "O Iyaz, did you also take something for yourself?" He calmly replied, "I did not take anything, and why should I? After all, I have been blessed with your company, and there is no wealth which can ever tempt me to leave you." Sultan Mahmud was overjoyed at his response. He turned to those who were jealous of him and said, "This is the excellence of Iyaz. This is why he is so special and beloved to me." The ulama take a lesson from this incident, and they say that the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have this relationship with Allah. Since the love of Allah is a wealth which is so invaluable, that if a person has been blessed with this, he will not seek or he will not desire to seek any other wealth. The true lovers of Allah ta'ala do not allow their gaze to be turned away from him for anything in the world. And we are in the month of Rajab. It is a sacred month, and shortly it will be the month of Ramadan. And this is a month where we need to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does a person become the lover of Allah ta'ala? So the first step, obviously, he must be a Muslim. He can't be a disbeliever. After being a Muslim, then he has to leave out sins. The poet says, "Ta'asu al-ila wa anta tudhhiru hubbahu hadha la amri fil fi'ali badi'u law kana hubbuka sadiqan la ata'tahu innal muhibba liman yuhibbu muti'u." Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, actually this is his poetry. He said, you are disobeying Allah Ta'ala on one side, but on the other side you are saying that, "Oh Allah, I love you." He said, this is هذا لعمري, by that I take a qasam that this is not correct. This is far-fetched. If your love for Allah Ta'ala was true, you would have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because every lover listens to his beloved. So the first is to leave out sins. In preparing for Ramadan, we need to search our souls and see what sins are there in our lives that we need to weed out, and we need to come out of these sins and take them out of our lives so that we can enjoy this Ramadan and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our salah. Is our Fajr salah in order? Our Dhuhr salah in order? Asr, Maghrib, Isha in the masjid with Jamaat. Waqim is salata li dhikri. How we reading that salah with khushu, with khudu, with consciousness of mind, calmness of the body. So all these aspects, sunan of salah, how we can get that right. So that is one way of gaining closeness and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then together with that, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and finally, to make dua, but dua with consciousness of mind and heart. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. When you open the pages of dua, you find Allahu Akbar. Even duas for the love of Allah. Allahumma inni asaluka hubbak. Allah, I ask you for your love. So make dua for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private moments at the time of tahajjud. When Allah ta'ala's mercy is raining on His creation, and Allah ta'ala is asking, is there anyone that is seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anyone that has any need that I may fulfill his need? Allah kada, Allah kada. So at that time, a person talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful we find in Urdu and in the words of our pious people. They implore Allah ta'ala, beseech Allah in beautiful ways. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai, ilahi me tujhse talabagare tera. Oh Allah, everyone is asking you for something. Oh Allah, I am asking you for you. Agar tu ek mera, to sab kuch mera. Zameen bhi meri, asman bhi mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. The heavens is mine, the earth is mine. And in beautiful poetry, Mujh ko fakat tujhse ho muhabbat, khalq se mein bezaar rahu, har dam zikr o fikr mein tera, mast rahu, sarshar rahu. So a person is talking to Allah Ta'ala. I was looking now in the Hizbul Azam. We need to, if we don't know the Arabic, look at the English, how to implore Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun. Allahumma anta haqqu man dhukira, wa haqqu man ubida, wa ansaru man ibtughiya. Allahumma ya kabiru, ya sami'u, ya basiru, ya man la sharika lahu, wa la wazira lahu. So many beautiful ways. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya munisa kulli wahid, wa ya sahiba kulli farid, wa ya qariban ghayra ba'id, wa ya shahidan ghayra ghaib, wa ya ghaliban ghayra maghloob. So a person is moved when he takes the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 99 names. So we need to learn how to make dua. Ramadan is a month of dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am close to my servant. So we need to learn how to make dua. So in preparation for the month of Ramadan, to gain Allah Ta'ala's love, then these are the a'mal we need to do. Leave out sin, correct our salah, engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and learn to make lengthy dua, to make dua with concentration. Allah Ta'ala give us all His love, and give us the tawfiq that we can achieve this in our lives. SubhanAllah.